here at the 2012 World Food Prize Symposium in Des Moines. With me right now is Susan Finn, who is President and CEO of the American Council for Fitness and Education, on a panel here the last day of the symposium on a conversation on the importance of food productivity to meet tomorrow's demand. And first of all, Susan, I'd like to ask you, how does fitness and education fit into this whole conversation on food productivity to meet tomorrow's demand?
Well, that is a very good question, Cindy. Nutrition is a very important topic today. You can hardly be on any program that somebody's not telling us something about what to eat and how to eat. And I think at this conference, what we're most concerned about is hunger, undernutrition in the world. And I think we now recognize it is a big global issue. Nutritionists all over the United States now recognize the importance of really trying to understand this and acting. One can argue about whether the particular statistics that just came out from the FAO are accurate or not. I'm sure that has been dissected at this meeting. But I think what we can agree on, that it's an unacceptable high level, and we have to do something about it. So that's number one. Nutrition is extremely important. Nutritionists believe in two points of life. One is prenatally, because nutrition begins in the womb. And if a mother doesn't have adequate diet, adequate stores, neither does her infant. And 5 million stillbirths a year in developing countries, 17 billion low birth weight infants, which really sets up that cascade that shows that illness occurs, cognitive development's impaired, physical development's impaired, and all of that leads to an unhealthy child, an unhealthy generation, an unhealthy population. Children 1 to 5, absolutely a critical time. The first thing you see is stunted growth, and then that is followed by a whole host of other kind of issues. And a child never reaches their potential. You can never break the cycle of poverty, poor health, poor diet, and lack of productivity. So it is a cycle. Nutrition's a very important part of that.
Well, we talk a lot globally here, but here in the United States, especially when we're talking about fitness and education, we've got kind of almost the opposite problem. We've got obesity issues here, and that is, nutrition fits into that in a huge way, and also fitness and education. Speak on that.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We are 2/3 of our population in the United States is overweight, and we have many, many programs directed to that. But I think we're missing one important ingredient in that conversation. It's more than calories. If we're going to fix the problem of overnutrition, which I like to call it, or undernutrition, we've got to think about the nature of the calories we consume. We have a lot of emphasis on fruits and vegetables. There's no doubt about that, the importance of them. But we also need to reemphasize something we used to talk a lot about, and that is protein. The importance of a high protein content in your diet. We've got to have high quality. Nutritionists often talk about nutrient density, and that means a lot of nutrients in a relatively small amount of food. An egg is a perfect example. An egg has 9 of the essential amino acids. It has a good absorbable form of iron. It's got choline, which is needed for the brain. It's got zinc, which is needed for growth. And I could go on at great length about all the wonderful things that are in egg. I think egg is probably the most perfect protein source. And over the years, of course, we've talked a lot about cholesterol. That is clearly not the big issue now. It's a wonderful source of protein and should be included in the diet. So protein has got to be reemphasized. We've got to balance out the calories with the importance and the emphasis on high-quality protein.
Well, a good point, because we tend to, especially kids, tend to be heavy on carbohydrates in their diets, and that's really what we kind of need to cut out more. Let me ask you about what you think about the school lunch changes. A lot of controversy there. And I'm just going to leave it open-ended.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I tell you, I think good and bad.
Okay.
So that's clearly my position. A little bit of good and a little bit. No doubt we've got to do something with obesity, with the high rate of obesity in children. And no doubt we've got to make choices available for people. And I like the fact that there's more emphasis on fruits and vegetables and a variety in the diet. Here is my concern about it. One is that it's not fixed by regulations. Kids go home, and it's fixed by parents. So somehow that message has got to get to parents, too. Let's go back to the school lunch per se. Is there's a cap on calories, and there's a cap on the amount of protein a child can have based on the school lunch program. I have a bit of a problem with that, in that one size does not fit all. I think it's really good that we're emphasizing the variety. I worry about the fact that some kids need more. Some kids might need extra helping. They're an athlete. They're involved. This may be the only meal they get. And I have a problem with the limitations. That would be my issue with respect to the school lunch. I'm glad to see there's attention to it, however.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, everything you said. And I think what struck me about this is one of the main reasons we developed the school nutrition programs is because kids didn't get enough to eat at home. And what USDA has been saying, well, if they don't get enough to eat, well, they can always get it at home. And I'm like, what? Like, what is wrong with this picture? Am I missing something? Right. But anyway, so what do you think about this, the World Food Prize, and this whole conversation that takes place here with the Borlaug Dialogue?
Oh boy, I think this is this is my first experience at this event, and it is a phenomenal event to recognize leaders and to bring the attention of hunger, undernutrition, productivity, all of the components that influence the health of developing countries together and developed countries is a phenomenal contribution to public health. So kudos to the originators and the funders of this effort. This is a phenomenal opportunity to really learn and to have dialogue and conversation so that we can get these issues solved. We are a big world with many, many resources. These things can be solved if we all work together.
Well, I think we'll end it there, Susan. I know you got a panel to come up, and here at the World Food Prize, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.